Hey, this is RJ, and in just moments, you're going to get all the sports news you can handle. RJ's Rec Center begins now.
You ready?
Now, broadcasting live from Streaming Radio Columbus, Ohio Studios, this is Rec Center.
Let's go!
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
Welcome everyone, this is RJ, your host of Rec Center. Tonight you'll find out news about the Stanley Cup Finals and news about the NBA Finals. Is Boston going to beat LA or is LA going to beat Boston? That's what you'll find out tonight here on Rec Center.
I'm a champion, real life checks mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Eric Darnell.
This is David Reagan.
Jamie McMurray.
This is Carl Edwards here for RAD,
the entertainment industry's voice for road safety.
Want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible.
Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate.
Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
What's up, everyone? This is RJ. I have some exciting news about the Lakers. Well, it's not so exciting because I don't like Boston, but they had a 7-point loss last night, which was pretty bad. But Boston tied up the series, and now I'm pretty sure it's going back to Boston one last time, and then we're back in LA. Not much to say. Paul Pierce came out and did really good. Ray Allen hit some jumpers. That was pretty nice. Kobe got it done for the Lakers, but he can't do it all by himself. That's why his other teammates have to show up. Powell had 20, I think. Back to Kobe, though, he had 4 3-pointers. Nate Robinson had 3 threes, and I don't really know. I'm kind of pulling for the Lakers in this one. So I'm going to write a blog about it sometime after the show, and I want you guys to give me feedback on who you think's going to win. So, in this other news here with LeBron James, where do you guys think he's going? They got, I've heard rumors about LA talking to him, and then there's these big rumors about the Clippers. Could he go back to Cleveland? Because they got a new coach. The Knicks are still looking at him, and the Nets are still looking at him. I'm not sure about the Bulls, but I'll keep you guys posted. Where do you think he's going to go? I mean, he's got big hype, so he's a big player, so everybody really wants him. But I don't think he's living up to his expectations like everybody thought he would. It just seems like he gets so far, but he can't finish. You need other teammates to do that, but, I mean, Kobe's done it without Shaq. I mean, he had Powell, but, again, Powell's not no Shaq, so we don't know what's going on. In the Chicago Blackhawks Philadelphia Flyers news, we have the goals and assists. Chicago came out and scored first, but with Dustin Byfuglien with the goal and Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane on the assist. Philly came right back and scored with Danny Breer and Ville Leino and Lukas Krajicek on the other assist. While Chicago scored again in the second quarter, Patrick Sharp had the goal, Dave Ballin and Duncan Keith had the assist. Then Chicago scored once more, with Andrew Ladd having the goal, and Nicholas, I can't really pronounce his name, and Patrick Kane with the other assist. Philly scored right back with Scott Hartnell and Ville Leino and Danny Breer on the assist. But Chicago scored the last goal in overtime with Patrick Kane scoring and Brian Campbell on the assist. Congratulations, Chicago Blackhawks. What's up, everyone? Today's Street Beat Radio Athlete of the Week is Steven Strasburg. He had 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 runs, no batters walked, 14 strikeouts, and a 2.57 ERA in his major league debut as the Washington Nationals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-2. Tonight in UFC news, we have the weigh-ins at 7 Eastern for UFC 115, Chuck the Iceman Liddell versus Rich Ace Franklin. In the other matchups, we have Mirko Krokop versus Pat Barry, Paulo Thiago versus Martin Campman, Ben Rothwell versus Gilbert Yvell, Carlos Condit versus Rory McDonald, Tyson Griffin versus Evan Dunham, Matt Danzig versus Matt Women, David Lucio versus Mario Miranda, James Wilkes versus Peter Sabata, Ricardo Funch versus Claude Patrick, and Mike Pyle versus Jesse Lennox. I think Chuck Liddell might walk off with this one, just being because he's getting old and he wants that win before he retires. I mean, he's 21-7-0, but he's like 42 years old. Ritz might take it. They said his conditioning's been very good, and he's looking for the big knockout in the first round tonight. But I think it's still hard to knock Chuck out, even though his last fight against Shogun didn't go quite well. So I guess let me know what you guys think, and I'm going to be blogging like crazy about this shit. And some Major League Soccer news. The World Cup is here. The U.S. beat England in 1950, and they're trying to figure out if England can beat the U.S. this year. In other news, South Africa and Mexico tied it up 1-1, and Uruguay and France did not score at all. So that's really all the soccer news I can tell you right about now, because nothing else really happened until today. We're going to commercial break right now, but when we come back, we'll have a special guest, Big Rick, to debate with me.
Hey guys, this is Big Rick, yours truly from Station Rock. And yeah, I just want to say that this year is going to be big, from Street Words to Bar Heart Busters. And I have to add that my show is going to be the highest of them all. Okay, maybe I'm a little bit conceited, but I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. Don't miss Station Rock on Tuesday at 10 p.m., only on StreetBeatRadio.com.
Hey, we're back here on Rec Center, and I got the special guest host with me, Big Rick.
Yo, what's up?
We're going to be debating about some football news.
Some football news, all right.
We heard that Reggie Bush has been the center of attention in the NCAA surrounding USC because he took money from USC back when they beat Oklahoma in the national championship. You think he should get stripped of the Heisman like they're talking about, or do you think it's not really that big of a deal?
Well, I think it's kind of a big deal because he's already an NFL superstar. You know, he has money, so why would he try to take money from USC?
Yeah, that's true, but you never know. They said Pete Carroll took some money, too. I think he should get stripped of his Heisman just for taking money back then. But Reggie Bush is a good player. He won the Super Bowl along with the Saints last year, so congratulations to them.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the second-year players this year, the wide receivers, not making a big impact, and they had all the hype?
Oh, so you mean like Darius Heyward-Bey and Michael Crabtree and Andre Smith, right?
Yeah, Michael Crabtree had the biggest hype because he wouldn't sign with anybody. I don't see why. He was good in college, but I don't think he's going to make a big impact on the pros. The Raiders last year surprised everybody with picking Heyward-Bey over Michael Crabtree, and he dropped a lot of big passes during the season for the Raiders. I mean, that's my team, and I know they suck, so I don't want to get no haters on my blogs or anything when I blog about this. But who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year, Rick?
I don't know. There's a lot of hype about, you know, New England and Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm getting tired of the New England and Tom Brady era. I think the Jets have a good chance. They got Braylon Edwards, Santonio Holmes now.
I forgot about that.
Along with the addition of LaDainian Tomlinson and Jason Taylor, plus... we're not so sure about the Darrelle Revis thing. I heard he just declined his contract.
I'm kind of sad that, you know, LT went to the Jets because I like the Chargers. All because of him.
Yeah, the Chargers ain't doing too bad. They got talks of Terrell Owens coming.
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't know yet, but I'm hoping the Raiders do something this year. They're weak as hell, so...
Now, what do you think, TL, DJ TL?
I gotta interrupt you because you're both wrong. The Cleveland Browns is going to the Super Bowl.
Hell no.
And Cleveland Browns is going to the Super Bowl.
If they're going to the Super Bowl, you better go to the bathroom now, buddy.
Oh, somebody please blog about that. Please comment.
Cleveland Browns. Mark my word, DJ TL. Cleveland Browns. Saying it right now.
The Browns suck, just for the record.
No other moment.
They might. I mean, they need a quarterback. They got Jake Delhom, but other than that, they got Josh Cribbs.
Hold on. What's all the hype about Pittsburgh Steelers, man? They got Ben Worflessberger. I call him Worthless.
Oh, he is worthless.
He's a rapist.
Yeah, a rapist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
He seems to pick up young girls in bars and take them to the bathroom and walk out bleeding.
It's like that thing they had a few years back about Kobe Bryant, about how he had sexual intercourse, as they call it, which we all know what that means, I'm hoping anyways, with that 19-year-old girl.
Kind of like AJ and Ricky. Right?
Nothing like that.
I gotta agree with DJ TL right now.
AJ, what are you doing? Sleeping in the studio.
I was sleeping too. This has been like the worst show I've ever heard.
So back to the UFC thing. Who do y'all think is gonna win tonight in the main event? Chuck Liddell or Rich Franklin?
I got the Iceman.
Liddell, definitely.
Liddell.
And so we all three got Chuck Liddell winning this thing. Hopefully he comes out with a victory because he's been on a losing streak.
I have one thing to say. In the new video game UFC Undisputed 2010, Anderson Silva's a bitch. He cheats in that game.
Not G4. He cheats.
He's just upset about it because he can't seem to beat him. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in to Rec Center. Sorry it couldn't be longer. This is my first time, as I should have said before, but I didn't. There's not really much to talk about. I'm a little nervous in the studio right now, but I'll make sure I'll get through that for you guys. Get more sports news and everything you can handle. Listen here Fridays at 6 p.m. only on StreetBeatRadio.com.
This has been a StreetBeat Radio original production. All StreetBeat Radio programming, talent names, images, likenesses, slogans, trademarks, logos, and copyrights are the exclusive property of StreetBeat Radio Incorporated and its subsidiaries. All other trademarks, logos, and copyrights are the property of the respective owners. Copyright 2010, StreetBeat Radio Incorporated, all rights reserved. For more details, feel free to visit StreetBeatRadio.com. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. So unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him, but fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, Tox picking it up. Let's go. Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects, never asking for someone's help or to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds, the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear, be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man, Ryu had the stupidest verse. This dude is the truth, now everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. I heard you fucking with this guy. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. They call him Ryder, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top, but a fucking nihilist porcupine. He's a prick, he's a cop. The type women wanna be within, rappers hope he gets shot. 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, his shit is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of shit that comes out of this kid's throat top. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with what he's got, making his way to the top. He don't think it's a comment on his name. People
keep asking him, was it giving that birth or does it stand for an acronym? No, he's living proof. Let him rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. Him and his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%.
Forget Mike. Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note and he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like a design is written in his head every time before he even touches a key or speaks in a rhyme. And those motherfuckers he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous without even trying. How do they do it?
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100%.